USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reacting to news that New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying that President Biden is proud of the women for coming forward and that the governor's resignation is the outcome the president wanted.
Our view is that this is a story about these courageous women who came forward, told their stories, shared their stories, and an investigation overseen by the Attorney General that, of course, concluded today in an outcome that the president called for just last week.
The Senate approving a sweeping infrastructure bill on Tuesday, the measure easily passing on a vote of 69 to 30. The bipartisan measure covers roughly $1 trillion in spending on infrastructure upgrades, including highways, bridges, and public transportation. USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.